Greetings from Paige Estrotori, and welcome to this week's edition of the Weekly Insurance News Wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. We're bringing you the latest updates from the insurance industry. We dive straight into our top story today. Federal court has chosen to dismiss the class actions related to COVID-19 business interruption claims that were filed against four major insurers. This essentially means that policyholders will need to file their claims individually. Following the insurers' arguments against group actions, Justice Michael Lee has made it clear that this decision purely addresses procedural matters and not claim validity. Legal firms like Gordon Legal and Slater & Gordon, who have initiated these cases against insurers such as QBE and Hollard, were noticeably impacted. As the appeal period is still running, we'll continue to bring updates on this issue. In the meanwhile, policyholders are being urged to understand their rights and take prompt action as the six-year statute of limitations is nearing. In other news, Emmy's Decade of Driving report gives us some interesting insights. Based on the review of 4.3 million claims over a decade, it states that male drivers account for 54% of accidents, while those aged 65 and above contribute to 26% of crashes. Fridays, particularly between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m., have been identified as the most accident-prone time of the week. What's more, Melbourne's Plenty Road in Bundoora has won the dubious distinction of being Australia's most crash-prone location. This report insightfully highlights the need for safe driving education and developing safe driving habits nationwide. Turning now to coverage news. Tower has increased its catastrophe reinsurance coverage capacity for the forthcoming financial year. This move stands to improve resilience against any large-scale events. With several multi-year agreements with global reinsurance partners, Tower is confident about long-term stability. The figure for catastrophe cover has been inflated to a gigantic $800 million. Resilience is the word indeed. On to international news now. As American bond insurer, Build America Mutual, also popular as BAM, broadens its horizon with an expansion into Melbourne. In an adventurous bid to conquer the Australian and New Zealand markets, BAM is primarily targeting cover bonds and loans, focusing on critical infrastructure projects like electricity systems and transport networks. With the regional operations headed by Andrew Bevin and a pot of $293 billion needed for infrastructure over the next 5 years, BAM's entry into Australia aligns with its mission to make infrastructure more affordable by attracting investments and lowering costs. That's all for this week's roundup. As always, we aim to keep you informed and prepared. For more insights and support with your insurance needs, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Here's to a great week ahead, Australia. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off.